One of the most powerful officials in York Region is once again likely to be appointed by the provincial government rather than be selected in any way by voters, according to a former MPP. York Region Chair Wayne Emerson announced his plan to retire at the end of November, which means the region will be looking for a successor to step in. While historically regional councillors have selected their chair through an internal election, the province intervened in 2022 to appoint Emerson and has legislation in place that could lead to another appointment. Former Newmarket Aurora Liberal MPP Chris Ballard once helped get legislation passed that would see the position filled by election at large, but that was overturned by the Ford Conservative government in 2018. He said the most powerful political position in York Region should be elected by the public, not appointed. "It's really anti-democratic," Ballard said. "A third of our municipal tax dollars go to pay for the region. A lot of the regional agenda is set and directed and controlled by the regional chair, who will now be appointed by the provincial government. It just strikes me as another example of the high-handedness of this provincial government." The provincial government introduced legislation in 2022 to appoint the chairs of regional governments in Durham, Halton, Niagara, Peel, Waterloo and York. At the time, the region appointed the existing chairs amid a regional governance review, justifying the decision as needed for stability. "This approach will provide continuity and stability at the regional level as facilitators consider how best to extend strong mayor powers to existing two-tier municipalities that are shovel-ready and committed to growth and cutting red tape," the province said in a November 2022 news release. That led to the provincial government appointing Emerson to the position November 2022. It superseded a council vote on the matter. But the regional council did also vote in favor of Emerson by 14-7 over Markham councillor Joe Lee, who vied for the role. Lee said he is unsure about whether he would want to go for the position again, and it will depend on whether he can find support and whether the province intends to appoint the chair position again. "I just wanted to make sure I don't go through the pain again," Lee said. Lee said he supported the idea of electing the chair at large and helped push for it. Lee pointed out it has been 2 years since the regional governance review was started. Though the region did have a study completed seeking operational efficiencies, wholesale changes have not come to pass. The province backed off a push to dissolve Peel Region in 2023. "There's no need for appointment," Lee said. "This is flying in the face of democratic process. I believe it will be difficult for the province." Under the region's current bylaw, the regional chair is supposed to be appointed by a vote from regional council members from among nominations. The chair can be any adult York Region resident or landowner who is a Canadian citizen. Meanwhile, Newmarket Mayor John Taylor told council October 28 that he might step into the role on a temporary, acting basis, with the bylaw listing his name for that. "I have to say I don't think it will occur," Taylor said. "The consensus, strong consensus, opinion is the province will probably appoint again. We'll just wait to see." Newmarket today did not receive a reply to a request for comment from the Ministry of Municipal Affairs before publication deadline. Although the province backed off the push to dissolve Peel Region and any other region, Premier Doug Ford recently questioned the existence of Simcoe County while criticizing councillors for pushing forward a pay increase. "I don't even know why we have the region, but here nor there," Ford said at a news event October 25. The provincial government already removed the planning authority of regional governments earlier this year. But Taylor said more regional changes could be coming. "There's beginning to be an emerging understanding there's going to be more provincial reforms at a regional level on a go-forward basis the next couple of years," Taylor said. Ballard said, reading between the lines, he believes the government could again push to dissolve the regional government. "He's never abandoned that plan," Ballard said. "Beyond that, there is no chance for a chair to be elected at large under the current provincial government," Ballard added. "We had it and he took it away from us. He's not going to give it back," Ballard said. "It's just so unfortunate that the people of York Region spoke very clearly during the committee hearings. They wanted representation." Regional staff are set to bring forward a report in November to Regional Council about filling the chair position.